For Nerds by Nerds production.
To the Four Nerds by Nerds podcast. I'm Josh, and today we're doing another hangout episode, but it's a very special hangout episode because returning to the show after our extremely fun Food Wars episode is my creator, the Mufasa to my Simba, my dad, Sean, aka Pop Pop. Hello, sir. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here again.
Yeah. We just, last time we talked about food, and we did some food taste tests. That was really fun. And
it was fun.
Yeah.
And I got candy.
Yeah, you got take-home candy. And then we've been talking about doing one for a long time and, like, trying to pick a movie or whatever, and then we figured we'd just do a hangout episode. Because you're thinking about getting into podcasting.
I am, yeah. I need to buy my own setup and get in there and get her done.
It's pretty easy. Yeah. I mean, once you get it down, it takes a little bit. There's a little bit of a learning curve, but it's a lot of shit in the beginning that you need to do that you'll never do again.
Right.
Like getting it set up and getting it on all the platforms and stuff. All that stuff's like super annoying because it's like time consuming. Sometimes it fucks up and Apple takes a little while and shit like that. But when you finally get it done, you don't have to do it anymore.
Nice. And I have you, so I
know. Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember how to do any of that, so we'll be relearning it together.
Oh, great.
But
we're going to talk about the meaning of life.
We're going to talk about lots of stuff. Yeah, the hanging episodes range from casual stuff to really philosophical stuff, so don't worry about it. We'll talk about anything. Something we talked about recently, privately, but we'll talk about it on the show because we didn't get too much into it, is the reality that you are now older than your dad was when he died.
Yeah.
But you don't look nearly as old as he looked, and you're not even that old.
Right.
You're 57.
Yeah.
He was, what, 54?
Well, he died when he was 55, yeah.
55, yeah.
But he looked like he was...
He looked like he was 80.
80, yeah. And we have a picture of him standing down in Florida, and he really looks like he's 80 years old.
Yeah, with the beard.
And he was only 53 at the time, I think. So, yeah. No, I know. It's crazy. But I don't feel like I'm 57 either. So. Yeah.
Do you ever, like, run those numbers in your head? I run those numbers in my head a lot. Like, it must be super weird for you because your dad died when you were 25.
Yeah.
Like, that must have been extremely hard. Like,
yeah,
I'm 36, and I can't imagine you dying anytime soon.
Right. Yeah, no, it came out of left field, because we knew he had a lung issue, and he went in and had some surgery. And, you know, it was just a matter of, oh, okay, you know, he's out of surgery, he went home, he's having a hard time breathing, but, you know, he's going to be okay. And then, you know, I got a phone call at 3 o'clock in the morning from G-Ma, and she was just like, "Dad died last night." And I was like, "What?" So, yeah, it was definitely a shocker.
I remember that. Isn't that crazy?
You remember?
Yeah. I remember that. Like, yeah. I was 4.
Wow.
And I remember, like, Mom waking us up in the middle of the night, and I was, like, playing in the kitchen in Derry when everybody was, like, you guys were running around. Getting things, like, ready to go.
Yeah.
Mom was, like, cleaning the kitchen in a panic because she was, you know, stressed or whatever.
Like, right.
You know, didn't know what to do with herself. Something I think about a lot is that when I was a kid, 65 seemed old.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you were a kid, what seemed old? Because the whole, like, thing of, like, they say, like, oh, in the 1700s, the life expectancy was 35.
Right.
Like, that's not real.
No.
Infant mortality was so high, it, like, skewed the numbers down. People were still living to, like, 70.
Yeah.
But, like, everyone smoked, cars were worse and shit like that. Like,
right.
How old were you, like, did you have a grandpa at all, or were both of your grandpas dead when you
were born? No, they were both gone before I came around.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But again, they smoke like freight trains.
Yeah.
And, you know, and cancer in our family just kills people off left and right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it terrifies me on a daily basis.
Tell me about it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. You never think about old age till you get to, like, I don't even really remember my 40s, which is weird. Because I feel like I just went from, like, I was 39 one day, and the next thing I know, I'm celebrating my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, where did my 40s go? But when I turned 50, I realized, you know, hey, you know, you're on the other side of life here.
Yeah.
You know, and you never thought about that earlier. I mean, you probably don't think about it now. But, yeah. I mean, at some point, you're going to be like, well, wait a minute. You know, I have less years in front of me than I do behind me. And
no, yeah,
strange.
I think about it all the time. I'm like, doing this over again, I'll probably be dead.
Yeah.
But also, it's like one of those things. The time period we live in, it is unrealistic to think like that. When you have that mindset, because when you were young, that was it. You got to 70 and you were old and you were probably going to die soon.
Yeah.
20 years from now, when you're in your 70s, you have no idea what sort of technology we'll have. You could live till a fucking 100.
Possibly, yeah.
You could have just as many years in front of you as you've put behind you.
Like, right.
You don't know. You know what I mean?
But, I mean, even if you look at what the average age now for men is, like, 73.
Yeah.
And the average age for women is, like, 79.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you look at 73 and you retire at 65.
Yeah. If.
If.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm supposed to retire when I'm 67. I mean, no offense. I want to have more than 6 years to hang out and enjoy my retirement.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
Does that ever give you... I've talked about this on the show before, that I have extremely bad anxiety. Do you ever get anxiety?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think everybody does.
But do you ever get it, like... You ever get stuck on shit like that? Like, do you ever get, like, a panic attack about dying or anything like that?
No, because
yeah, I've had that shit since I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but everybody does when they're a kid. Because I think when you're way back, when you're a kid, you think dying, you're looking at dying like, oh my God, that's going to be horrible. And I mean, I look at dying now as I know where I'm going. So I'm not afraid of dying at all. And I'm not saying I look forward to dying, but it doesn't scare me at all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I know that there's a better place after this, a way better place than after this. So, to me, I mean, the only thing that I worry about is you guys after I leave. I mean, other than that, I mean, I hope that you guys all know that when it does come time and I do leave... You know, I am definitely going to a better place than this.
Than and I'll be than this shithole.
then yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it always bothered me because I just don't want to not be here. And then having kids.
Oh yeah.
Made that worse.
Right.
Because I'm like, now that's been amplified by like, now I really don't want to not be here. Now I need to be here, and now I don't want them to not be here either.
Right.
So I have that constant fear.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, I don't know. I am extremely envious of people that just fucking seem to kick it all day and nothing bothers them. Like,
right.
This shit is rattling around in my brain all day, every day. Like,
but the problem is, though, is you can't let it bother you because there's nothing you can do
about
it.
Well, I'm not letting it.
Right.
I don't have a choice here.
Well, I mean,
I just seem to be wired this way.
There's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Yeah. No, I know.
Right.
And I've told you that before. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's story ends the same way.
Yeah.
It brings me no comfort.
Right.
Like, this is an inevitability. 100% of people have experienced this or will experience it. Like,
yep. But I thought about that the other day about, you know, when you're a kid and you look at, when you're a kid and you think to yourself, you know, if mom and dad ever died, and that really, it hits you like a sledgehammer.
Mm.
But as you get older... And, you know, life happens and, you know, you get to, you know, your age, you know, it does subside as you get older and older. So I think that...
Yeah, they say that. They say when you get, like, old, your body starts, like, preparing you for death, basically.
Yeah, I think so. And, I mean, it's you know, I guess you could think about it as, you know, how you're going to die versus, you know, if you're going to die. Because, you know, we all want to die in our sleep. We all just want to, you know, fade out one day and that's it.
Yep.
But that isn't reality. I mean, there's certain, you know, with us, this cancer, and, you know, Auntie Sue had to go through 3 years of chemotherapy, and it's just a drag. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow, this is a really fun conversation.
Yeah, but I mean, just like back to what we're talking about though, like what was that like for you as a 20? I can't imagine that now. Like even now, like if my stepdad died and I had to like take care of my mom, you know what I mean? Like, but I mean, mom's not like grandma was an old lady at fucking 40, like, you know,
right?
Like,
yeah,
was a cared for woman, like. Like, you know, so
yeah,
she just
grandma
retired
at, like,
and stayed retired.
At 55 was like, well, I'm just not going to drive anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and she still could have drove.
Yeah.
But she just decided, no, I don't want to. Yeah. So, yeah. And then, you know, somebody had to take care of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was tough.
Yeah.
I mean.
Because, I mean, like, you were a young, nowadays, you would be considered a young father.
Oh, yeah.
But at the time, you weren't. At the time, like, a lot of people you knew were probably having kids at 18. You know what I mean? That's kind of what you did. You got married, you got had kids.
Had kids,
yeah. You fucking worked, and you did put food on the table.
Not a ton of people had kids as early as me and your mom did.
Well, I mean, even, like, 21. I was born when you were 21.
Yeah.
I mean, there were plenty of people in the 80s having kids at 21.
Yeah.
Not that it was a smart thing to do.
Right.
But, like, even now, when my son was born, I was 26. And I knew plenty of people my age that were like, nah, man, I'm not trying to do that anytime soon.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not young.
Right, yeah.
26.
Yeah.
Like, I think of that a lot. Like, at my age, I was 15. Like, I can't imagine my son being in a sophomore in high school.
Right.
At my age.
Yeah.
You know, he's about to turn 10. Like.
Yeah.
It's like when I graduated high school, you were only 39. 2005, you were 39.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. When Aiden graduates high school, I'll be, what, 45 or so? Like,
right.
46?
Yeah. No, being a parent at 18, I definitely wouldn't recommend it. It's very, because you think about it, at 18, I was a father.
Yeah.
3 years before that, I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
And I was dumb as a rock.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't any smarter at 18 than I was really at 15. No,
and I think about that a lot, too. Like, I've told my friends and stuff, like, about my parents, and I'm like, I was kind of raised by fucking 18-year-olds. Like, I feel like when you have kids, you kind of, for a while, you get locked into that age because your growth has to kind of be put on the back burner to, like, start rearing these kids and, you know,
yeah,
pouring everything you have into them. You don't have time for, like, self-development and stuff like that.
Right.
You know? And, I mean, how much are you going to learn when you're fucking running around throwing diapers and being up all night and...
Yeah, and working...
Still trying to feel, you know, like an 18-year-old who wants to fucking party and all this other shit.
Right.
You know, like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because there was many times where, you know, we'd be at work and, you know, somebody would be like, yeah, hey, we're having a party tonight. And it's like, no, we got to go home, take care of the babies and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of times that we put everything on, like you said, on the back burner for you guys.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's just the way it worked out to be. Yeah. And, you know, I wouldn't recommend it. If we had it to do over, I would definitely wait until, you know, we were older and smarter and, you know, better situated.
Yeah.
But, you know, you guys are all good kids. And, you know, you're raising your children right, and they're, you know, I love them to death. And, you know, that's what I was thinking too, is, man, we need to have Aiden come on one of these podcasts.
He's been on here before.
All three generations going on.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
He wants to do another episode. We did a episode where I taught him about the history of video game movies.
Oh, yeah?
Because he didn't know, like, all of these games had movies before, so we went through the history of video game movies.
Nice.
And then, but he was, like, 8.
Yeah.
So he was super shy. And
right.
Now he wants to come on and do a commentary for Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, so really?
We're going to do that soon.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
and if you do that, you know, every once in a while, and, you know, when he gets older, he can look back at all this stuff and be like, hey, yeah, I remember when Dad and me used to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and my, we can definitely do that.
Yeah, me and my dad used to do, my dad used to take me night fishing off of Plum Island down in Massachusetts. And that was like one of my memories of him. You know, we'd go on a Friday night, we'd go down there and do night fishing, basically sleep on the beach. And
just the two of you or all six kids?
No, just me and him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then, you know, we'd wake up in the morning, we'd have a fire, well, we'd have a fire there that night on the beach, and then, you know, basically I'd put my rod out there and, you know, I'd end up curling up in the sleeping bag and crashing out. And, you know, wake up the next morning, we'd go have breakfast and go home. And,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was. It was pretty neat.
I still remember your dad, which is weird because he died when I was four.
Yeah.
But I remember from my birthday party, that's mostly because we had that video of my birthday party that I would watch over and over again.
Yep.
But, I mean, I remember sleeping over him in Grandma's house, like, I would sit in the kitchen because I'd wake up at 5 a.m. or whatever.
Right.
I'd sit on the kitchen floor and stare at the light in the oven because I would trick myself that it was like, it would heat, warm me up. And I remember coming out in the kitchen and being like, what are you doing?
Psycho.
But yeah, like what is your first memory as a kid? Like how far back your memory go?
My very first memory that pops up is I was standing in my kitchen, my dad and somebody else, I don't know who it was, maybe it was my father's friend, were getting ready to go, I think they were going to go hunting. And they had, I remember he had on like a red hunting jacket. And I have no idea how old I was. But that's like, if I think of my very, like the first memory I can remember, that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I remembered it, but that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
You ever have memories where you think of things, like, that have, you don't know why you think of them, because they're just so vague?
Yeah.
Like, I have a memory, I was, when I was probably 10, I went sledding at my friend's house. And it was getting dark, so I was like, okay, I'm heading home. So I started walking home. I'm walking down the street near a farm. It's snowing, and it's just peaceful. But for some reason, I remember that.
Yeah.
That's like a memory. And I'm like, nothing happened. I didn't get, you know, run over by a car. And, you know, a cow didn't chase me across the street. But just for some reason, that's a memory that sticks in my head.
Yeah. Is that memory in first person or third person?
First person.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll have like third person memories.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like outside view.
Oh.
Like it was a TV show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I have shit like that. Before the kids were born, I remembered everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Now my memory is pretty garbage because life is busy and shit. But yeah. My first memory is when we lived in Lawrence. So I was like 2.
Wow. Yeah.
When we got that dog. We had that dog for like a day.
Yep.
The golden retriever, the scratch mailman.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I can like remember the living room and like the floors and stuff. And then we rode our big wheels outside like once. Because it was like too dangerous to go outside.
Right, yeah.
We lived in a shitty neighborhood. Like we went outside for like 10 minutes and rode our big wheels.
Yeah, I remember you guys riding on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's too dangerous. Yeah. Yeah, when we first moved up here, I hated the thought of moving to Lawrence because I was working at the paper mill. And I really wanted to live in New Hampshire. We ended up moving to Derry at some point. But
yeah, how did that happen? Because you're from Massachusetts. Were you born in Methuen?
I was actually born in Derry.
New Hampshire or Mass?
New Hampshire.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until a couple of years ago.
Like, lived there, or they just happened to be in Derry? And
no, they lived. Labor. They were living in Windham, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And Jima went into labor, and they went to Parkland Hospital in Derry and had me. But I was told all my life that I was born in Methuen.
Yeah.
So when I went to get my passport a few years back, I called down to Methuen and said, yeah, I need my birth certificate. And they said, you don't have a birth certificate here. So I ended up searching around and find out I was born in Derry, New Hampshire. So all my life I thought I was born in Methuen, and I was actually born in Derry, which was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you lived there pretty much your whole childhood.
Right. I was 12 when we moved down to Florida.
Yeah.
So I lived in Methuen. Yeah, the neighborhood was awesome. Neighborhood kids were awesome. And yeah,
what was that like though? Like, what was being a kid in like the late 60s, early 70s? Like, because was Vietnam still going on when you were born?
It was, but
it was like wrapping up.
No, 66 was when I was born.
Yeah,
but I mean, when I first started like being able to realize shit. Stuff, yeah.
It was already over.
Yeah, it was ending. It didn't have any effect on me. I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
But 70s was pretty cool. I mean, I remember the bicentennial, which was 1976. And I remember we had a giant parade, and I rode my bike in it. And, yeah, I mean, the 70s was pretty cool. And again, I had a lot of friends, neighborhood friends, and we played all kinds of sports, and we did, you know, we hung out, we did all kinds of stuff. It was cool. I had a good childhood.
Yeah. What was it like, though? Because, like, what did you do extracurricular-wise? Like, you did sports and stuff, but, like, I've always pegged you as, like, not a movie guy, because when we were kids, you never really went to the movies with us.
Right.
Like, only, like, very rarely. So I was just like, oh, he's not really into movies.
Right.
But, like, was that true when you were younger?
Like, yeah.
What's a movie that you saw in the theater when you were a teenager that you'd be, like, shocked I would be shocked you saw in theaters?
In theaters as a teenager? Man, I don't know. I wasn't a very big movie person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I, like, as a little kid, my parents brought me in to see, like, Grizzly Adams and Benji, which was a dog.
Yeah, I know Benji.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just, like, all those wholesome type films. I never went and seen Star Wars.
No.
Auntie Sue went and seen Jaws and ended up puking when the leg floated down.
Great scene.
Yeah. I was an outdoors person, man. The minute I got up, I ate breakfast and I was out and running, either on my bicycle or playing wiffle ball with my friends, and I mean, sledding in the winter.
Yeah.
We were never really inside. My mom wouldn't really allow us inside.
Yeah.
You know, if it was raining, yeah, then you could come in and watch TV, but yeah, it was all outdoors, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's how it was when I was a kid too. We used to just go to the movies once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I pretty much lived outside. Like, it's weird, like, my kids don't go out much because the world seems scary. Like, I think that's one thing, like, internet has kind of, like, ruined about the world, is that, like, these things are probably less prevalent than they were back in the 70s and 80s and stuff, and 90s when we were all running around all over the place, like, child predators and shit like that.
Right.
They just seem more prevalent now, and people are so scared of them because you're not only hearing your local news now, you're hearing, oh, well, in Wyoming yesterday, this little girl got abducted. And, you know, in Texas, a bunch of kids got kidnapped into child trafficking and shit like that. Like, all of that was probably tenfold back in the day when that information just wasn't readily available.
Yeah.
But now that you actually hear about it, it scares people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my kid's 10. When I was 10, I was fucking free-range kid. I was allowed to go wherever the fuck I want.
Right.
Like, I would never let my kid out of my sight, really. Like,
yeah. No, I know. I think about that now, too, is like, man, I would have never let my kids, like, where I lived in Methuen, you know, Lawrence, which is not a great neighborhood, not a great town, but I used to walk down to, like, right on the border of Lawrence, which was probably 2 miles from my house. And I was probably 7 or 8, 9. I mean, used to go to Zaire's and walk around and but I mean, yeah, free range was definitely it. But a lot of kids were like that at that you know, during that time. And now, again, now you wouldn't even think about letting your kids do stuff like that.
No, yeah. And so, I mean, there's definitely benefits to it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it just seems like we care more now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like parents, especially in like your generation, like I feel like it's gotten like better and better and better. Because like in your generation, like your parents didn't, or just like, yeah, like I feel like they were still like a hold off of like, oh, you have kids to tend your farm.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yep. That's why your parents had six kids and shit.
Right. Right.
And it's like, it's just like, yeah, you can walk and talk now. Well, fuck off.
Yeah, it's funny because my mom didn't get up and like cook us breakfast and get us off to school. I mean, we got up, we had cereal, we got our, you know, we got dressed and we went to school. And, you know, when we got home, she was awake and doing her thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, she wasn't like, you know, Susan Sally Homemaker, yeah. You know, and yeah. So.
But yeah. Like, how was that for you? Like, do you feel like your parents were like not neglectful, like emotionally neglectful? Like, did you feel open to go talk to your parents if you had an issue and stuff like that? Or was it just not something you really did?
No, I mean, I could talk to my dad about most stuff. My mom was more of the disciplinarian. So, I mean, I didn't really talk to her about much. But I mean, you know, that's the way it was back then too, is, you know, dad worked and mom stayed at home and cooked and cleaned and stuff, or was supposed to. But you know, that's just the way it was.
Something that I've always thought of talking to you about, that I don't think we've ever talked about, because you grew up in like the 70s and into the 80s, was the rise of arcades.
Oh man, yeah.
Like, what was that? Was it like it looks in the movies? Were they just popping up everywhere? Like, or was it just like you had a bunch of pinball arcades that transitioned into real arcades?
No, they started popping up like you said in the '70s. We had what the heck was the name of the place? The Dream Machine.
Yeah.
At the Methuen Mall. And that was the first arcade I ever seen, and I thought, man, this is amazing. But you know, I was also flat broke as a kid, so you know, if I could scrounge up some quarters and go up there, it was, you know, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, arcades were popping up. I remember that one. I remember when we moved down to Florida, there was one in one mall that was really cool. But yeah, they were. They were different. It wasn't just all pinball. And then when, you know, like, Mario came along and Donkey Kong, there was a flying game with a jet that was a big one there for a while. And then every like convenience store had a game in it.
Yeah.
So, we used to hang out at the Circle K and play, you know, Caterpillar, Centipede, yeah, Centipede, arcades were amazing, and that really opened kids up to, you know, wanting to earn money to go play games, yeah.
I feel like jaded because I've grown up 10 minutes away from the world's largest arcade my entire life.
Yeah.
So, like, anytime I travel and I go to an arcade, I'm like, oh, well, this sucks. Like, it isn't this four-story compound that I'm used to.
Right,
like,
right. No, I mean, they were some of them, like the Dream Machine was pretty good size, but nothing like Fun Spot. But they had a bunch of those games in there that, you know, you never seen anywhere else. I remember my friend, my neighbor, Kevin, he ended up getting that tank game, real basic tank game. I mean, a lot of people had Pong, which was dumb, but he had the tank game, and it was actually had the two levers that you had to move the tank around and stuff, and we thought that was the most amazing thing in the world.
Yeah.
You know, and now looking back at it, you know, compared to the games nowadays, you're just like, oh my God, that was so
Yeah, we got a brand new PS5 sitting off off mic here. Crack this bad boy open. Fucking dive into New York City in real time. let's talk about some music. Something we have in common is that we both like music a lot.
Absolutely.
You go to a lot more concerts than I do. You've seen tons. You've seen Pearl Jam.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to the Hall of Fame a lot.
Yep.
And you saw Pearl Jam get inducted there, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
You saw Pearl Jam at Fenway?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. That's gotta be
that was
cool.
An awesome concert.
Yeah.
Yep.
And who else have you seen a lot? You've seen quite a few people a lot of times in a row.
Yeah.
You've seen Bob Seger a lot.
Bob Seger a couple of times. With Brenda. Brenda's also into music, so she likes a lot of bands. Some of the bands I'm not great too, keen on, but I still go with her.
She likes like a lot of glam.
She likes Stone Temple Pilots.
I saw Stone Temple Pilots before that guy died. Yeah.
Yeah,
Scott Weiland.
Yeah.
I saw him like a month before he died.
Oh, wow.
And he looked good, so I was shocked when he did. I was like, oh, I thought he was getting his shit together.
Right. He couldn't pull it out.
Yeah.
We've gone down to Mohegan and seen them. And, we had a list, like the Eagles I've seen a couple times. Mm. And most of the bucket list ones that I've wanted to see, we've been able to check off.
Did you go to any when you were younger? Was that ever a thing?
In the 80s? In the 80s,
I
went.
Born?
Yeah, in the 80s, I went and seen, Jefferson Starship.
Yeah.
That was my first concert I ever went to.
Oh, really?
The first one, we got bleacher seats, basically. So we were sitting up in the bleachers, and I remember this, before the show started, before they turned all the lights off. So we see this guy in the middle of the floor, and we see these two cops walking over to him. So he finally spots the cops coming toward him. And he starts taking off running. And as he's running, he's reaching in his jacket and whipping bags of weed out into the audience. And just as he tossed the last one, the cops tackled him. And they put the cuffs on him and they lift him up. And he had a giant smile on his face. Like, you don't got nothing. And it was so funny.
How old were you at this?
I think it was like 17.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 17, 18. Yeah.
Nice.
And, it was actually me, your mother, and our friend Troy went and checked it out. It was a pretty good concert.
Was this like We Built This City time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or was that just Starship? Was this right before
Yeah, it was probably
Starship?
Just Starship. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it still had Grace Jones and Grace Jones. No, Grace Slick is the one in there. It was a good one. That was my first concert. We've been to quite a few. I just can't remember them all right off the bat.
Well, you like quite a few, like what I would say, like obscure bands, like, cause they're not like household name bands, but to you, they were big. So growing up, I always thought they were big, but like, Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think would you consider that? Like, are they in the Hall of Fame?
They are. We actually seen them at the induction ceremony.
Yeah. Were they big though?
They had hits in the 70s.
Like, it's hard to, like, figure out.
Yeah.
Because you don't hear them come up a lot. Like, you like a lot of people like that, like Meatloaf and Yes and the Cars and stuff like that. Like,
freaking love the Cars.
I know a lot of their songs.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like they're, like, they get talked about a lot.
No.
I like the Cars a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I love the Cars. I didn't when I was a kid. I didn't. No. I wasn't that big of a fan of them.
They're kind of like ELO. I like ELO a lot.
ELO is good, yeah. 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 And Meatloaf. I mean, Meatloaf was big in the 70s.
Just one album.
Yeah.
And that lasted them like two decades.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Well, same thing with Peter Frampton. I mean, Frampton Comes Alive, and that was it. I mean, the next album wasn't that great, and... Yeah. But he made a ton of money off of it. We seen Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
That's definitely a Brenda band.
Yep. Yeah. That's definitely a Brenda band.
She likes that, like, early 80s, like, what would you even call it? Is that yacht rock? Is that what that's... what yacht rock is considered?
No, that's... Duran Duran's more like... I wouldn't say punk, but more like...
I would say probably
flamboyant.
New wave. I think that's new wave. That's,
new wave, yeah. You could go new wave. Because
she likes all that type of shit.
Yeah.
That, like, not like who is it? Like Psychedelic Furs and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was in that.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to quite a few concerts, but like they all kind of blur together. So yeah. I don't know who I saw with who.
Oh, really?
And there's people missing.
So who have you seen?
I saw Stone Temple Pilots, and I can't remember who they played with. Because at the time, I saw, like, that summer, I saw, like, a concert a month.
Right.
So they all
merged.
Like, the ones I think played with them, I'm like, those don't really go together.
right.
I saw Styx and Foreigner. That was awesome.
Styx and Foreigner, yep.
Yeah. I saw Creed when they got an reunion show. That was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Creed rocks a lot harder than most people think. They're not all fucking My Arms Wide Open and shit.
Right.
Like, they fucking slay.
Yeah.
Because they're, without Scott Stapp, they're Alter Bridge, and Alter Bridge is a fucking shit.
Oh,
I saw them live. It was crazy, because I saw Creed with Skillet, who was like a newer band at the time, Skillet Open. And then the next year, I saw, it was Alter Bridge, Breaking Benjamin, and Seether, I think. And Alter Bridge was the opener. So that band with a different singer was the headliner, and then the next year was the opener with a different singer.
Oh, wow.
Same, whole, complete band was the same, just a different singer.
Huh.
But I think Alter Bridge is way better than Creed.
Huh.
Who else have I seen? I saw My Chemical Romance in Boston. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was like a bucket list. I love them. I really wanted to see Foo Fighters this year, and I just didn't pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, I think they're doing
like my
it.
Favorite band.
They're doing another one this next year.
Yeah, if they
up.
Come back up here next year, I'll definitely go.
Yeah.
Because I was shocked they were here. Yeah. But $150 for one night was a bit of money.
It's a little steep.
Yeah. But next year. Next year for sure. Took Kids Bop this year.
Kids Bop.
Rocked
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
I went to a metal show this year. I saw a band called Ice Nine Kills. Which I love. They do a lot of all their songs are based off horror movies.
Oh yeah.
So their entire they had like an entire stage show while they were doing they started with a song about American Psycho. So he cuts a dude's head off with the axe like in the movie, and he's like waving the decapitated head around and
Holy
stuff.
Cow.
And then they go into another song. Like there's one person, the person whose head he cut off. That person kept being a different character in every sketch. They would run out back, change costumes, come back out. So, they did a Texas Chainsaw Massacre song, and that person came out as Leatherface, waving a chainsaw around. They did a Jaws song, which came out in, an inflatable shark costume and shit like that. It was cool. It was a good time.
Wow.
Their biggest song, though, is a song called Thank God It's Friday, about Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
They did not play that song. I was like, this will be their closer. They were playing the fucking Friday the 13th theme song. In between the last band going up and them going up, when they're changing the stage around and shit, they're playing. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then they're like, all right, thank you, good night. And the next band, here comes the next band. And I was like, no. Encore.
Yeah.
No, you didn't play it. what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we went and seen Lynyrd Skynyrd a couple of times. Yeah. And the last time we went and seen him at Meadowbrook, we were there, they started their opening thing, and they were 45 minutes into it, and all of a sudden they start playing Freebird, and I'm like, wait a minute, Freebird's the end of the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys have only played for 45 minutes. What's going on?
Yeah.
And they played the Freebird, and that was it. And lights went down and show was over. I was like, no offense, but I just paid good money to come see you play, your hits. And I heard maybe three songs.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Well, we've been to a couple of concerts together. We went to Hall & Oates, and that didn't happen.
Rained out.
We sat through a horrible opener who no one knew.
Right.
And then Hall & Oates got up and played one song, and then they made them stop because it was raining.
Yeah.
And that was right before COVID, and then there was 3 years where there were no concerts.
That was it, yeah.
We went to Cheap Trick together. We saw Cheap Trick.
Yep.
And Squeeze. Squeeze was weird.
Wasn't Frampton in with them too?
No, I don't think. No, definitely not.
I know I seen Frampton with Cheap Trick with somebody else.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, he probably went another time.
Yeah,
Squeeze was real weird.
I like Squeeze. Yeah.
Yeah, but Tempted by the Fruit of Another is so different than the rest of their music.
Yeah.
This motherfucker was playing on an iPad.
Yeah.
But even Cheap Trick, they did a lot of that. They were like, oh, it's off our new album.
It's right.
Go fuck, dude.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that crap. Yeah.
Play I Want You to Want Me Again.
Right.
I want to hear this. Is there anyone you haven't seen though? Like, you got any more like bucket list people?
You know, I really wish I would have seen Queen before, you know, yeah, Freddie Mercury died. I really don't want to see him with Adam Lambert.
Or anybody else, yeah. They're just not as good.
No.
I would have seen him if they were touring with George Michaels. If that had ever happened, I would have seen them.
I would have seen him, yeah. I'd like to go see Aerosmith. I just don't know if Steven Tyler's going to pull it out.
I would go see Aerosmith just to say I saw him, but I know it's not going to be good.
Right. Yeah.
Like, it just isn't.
And there's two different Aerosmiths. You know, I love the 70s Aerosmith. I'm not that big of a fan of the 80s Aerosmith. There's certain bands that are like that. You just hear, you know, their 80s stuff was just...
What about early 90s Aerosmith?
Yeah.
Living on Edge? Yeah. Fucking, I love all that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I like, you want to hear a good song, Mumakin.
Yeah.
Yeah, play Mumakin. That's a good song.
You don't like Love in an Elevator?
No.
No?
Too poppy.
Talking about getting a beach in the elevator.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who can't relate? Yeah, no, I'd love to see Aerosmith. I fucking love Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And my bucket list right now is definitely Foo Fighters. Mm. I love the Foo Fighters. Now I'm, like, upset that I won't see them, like...
Right.
Actual.
Yeah.
And
that really sucks with these guys that do stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just don't know, man. You know, you have everything in the world.
Yeah.
And then you got to just play around too much. It just seems stupid to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what a waste.
Yep.
21 Pilots. I really like 21 Pilots.
I might notice
they're
one
newer.
Of those. Yeah.
Well, I mean, newer for you. They've been around for like over a decade. The kids really like 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
There's a band called AJR. The kids really like them. I'd like to take the kids to that. Their mom gets mad because they say shit once in a while. And I'm fucking deal with it. I'd really like to take Natalie to see Taylor Swift, but
that's just insane.
But I just want to, you know, steal that from her mom.
Right.
Get in before she does.
That girl's made so much money this year.
Oh, yeah.
Billions of dollars. Now. Yeah.
Yeah. Her fucking concert got put in the movie theaters.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
What, I had some musical questions for you. I sent you some questions to think of. Let's see. Who is the best singer of all time? And you can divvy that up however you want. You can go female, male. You can go genre.
Okay. Best female would be Ann Wilson of Heart. She's got an amazing voice. And I love... I mean, Barracuda is just... It's right up there with Stairway to Heaven. I mean, it's just... It's that type of song. Male voices, you know, you get Freddie Mercury's going to be in that list.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big Bob Seger fan. I like his songs more for his writing. His voice, I like his voice, but I mean, he's not the purest singer. But that's what I like about him. Yeah, so how about you?
Yeah, I mean, Freddie's got to be up there. Freddie's great.
Yeah.
If we're breaking it down, let me think. I sent you these questions, but I didn't do much thinking, which I should have done. Or Whitney Houston.
Yep.
Whitney Houston's great.
Yep.
Fucking love Whitney Houston. I'll still listen to fucking I Will Always Love You. I love that song.
Yeah.
She's great. I like Prince for, like, what he did.
Yeah.
It just is, as an overall showman and just, like, lyrically, he's just fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And he's a hell of a writer.
Yeah. Like, and a guitar player.
I didn't know until after he died that Sinead O'Connor song, Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah.
That's a Prince song.
Oh, is it?
She stole it. Not stole it. Like, he hated that shit. Like, when he played the Super Bowl, he played The Best of You by the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Because the Foo Fighters did a cover of his song "Darling Nikki," and he didn't want them to.
Ah.
The record company owned the songs, so they let them do it.
Ah.
He did not give permission that he felt should be asked
right.
of him. So he played their song at the Super Bowl as like a fuck you, and they were like, We don't care. That's fucking awesome. That's Prince just played our song at the Super Bowl. But like I've seen interviews of him saying that about them too. Like it wasn't even like it's mine. It was be original. Like what you shouldn't cover music. Make your own music. Write your own songs. Like I wrote all of these songs because I was creative. Be creative. Don't just.
But then he.
I did all the work for
then
you.
Then he plays one of their songs.
Yeah, but he did it on purpose to be a dick.
Yeah.
Who do I really like? I always blank. That's why I should have thought of all these questions. There's a lot of people you probably don't know that I really like that I like their voice. I think he's from Ireland, a guy named Damien Rice. He's very, I like his songs a lot and his voice is very cool.
Yeah.
I like fucking Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yeah.
I think he's got a really good voice.
Yeah.
But there's definitely much more obvious ones that I just am not thinking of right now. A question I did think of, though, that I'd sent you. We'll ask you this last music one, and then we'll switch topics. But these are a couple of questions. Lennon or McCartney? I don't like John Lennon.
I was going to say, I'm not a big John Lennon
fan. I love Paul McCartney.
I've always liked McCartney. I've heard things recently that he's a bit of a dink.
Yeah.
But
he's been a fucking millionaire for the last 60 years.
Yeah.
Well, of course he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was married to a billionaire when he was a millionaire.
Right.
Mick Jagger, Steven Tyler. I know they don't exactly line up, but they have similar stage presence.
Right. Yeah.
And now they're both super old and still doing it.
And still doing it. And Mick's still pumping out kids at his age.
So weird.
Him and Robert De Niro. De Niro just had a baby,
too. And his guitar player, too.
Keith Richards?
Yeah, he just had a kid like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know. That's a tough one, because I was never a Stones fan. I was an Aerosmith fan. But as I got older, the more I listened to the Stones music, the more I like it. So
I like selective Stones music.
Yeah.
I don't like it all. They get a little poppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like fucking dancing in the streets and shit. I hate that.
Well, he went through his disco age because he was at Studio 54 like every freaking night.
Yeah.
So he definitely went through a disco phase. I'd probably go with Steven Tyler on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of disco, what were your thoughts on disco? And like, what are your thoughts now?
I actually like disco.
Yeah.
Not the dancing, but the music.
Yeah.
You know, I could listen. I love the Bee Gees. Yeah. A lot of the disco music was fun music.
ABBA. ABBA's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Donna Summer. There was a lot of good disco music. Now there's been a lot of kickback because, you know, oh, disco sucks. Well, I remember
but
that.
But it was just like the pop music of the time, right?
Well, I remember that getting out of the 70s and going into the 80s, people were changing. And disco, you know, I remember my Uncle Mike and Auntie Cheryl, you know, they'd be getting dressed at like 10:30 at night. And I'd be like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, oh, we're going out. I was like, it's 10:30 at night. Where are you going? And they were going out
to go bump some rails and do some disco.
Right, exactly. So,
but was it disco? Like, was the music called disco and the places were called a disco because the music was called disco? Or was it, this is the type of music we play at the disco, so this music is called disco?
Is called disco, yeah. Yeah, because it was just basically pop.
Like, was a disco already called a disco before disco music was a thing?
I don't know.
Like, is that what a dance club was just called?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't old enough, really, right at that moment.
But that's, like, that is the type of music that would be played on the equivalent of the pop stations back then.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pop. That, yeah. That was pop music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird that it got, like, kind of segregated into this weird, like, either you like it or you don't.
Right.
When it was just kind of the regular music.
Yeah, yeah.
But that you had such a, like, movement of kind of underground music at the time.
And you have to, and I know you probably don't realize this, but the radio stations were all switching from AM radio stations, which were very, they didn't have stereo. AM stations were all like mono.
Yeah.
So when you went, when everything started switching in the late 70s to FM stations, where you actually got stereo sound, you know, things really like turned around for music at that time.
Yeah.
Because when I was a kid, I used to listen to 68 RKO in out of Boston, and they played all the AM radio, 80, you know, songs. But then, you know, then FM stations kicked in. You got more FM, you got more clearer stations, you got more stereo sound, and it really improved music.
Yeah. What were you into when you were like your, what was the first type of music you think you were into? What were you listening to as a little kid, like Frankie Valli and shit?
I was listening to like Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That like soft rock crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me as a kid.
Hell yeah.
Mandy and, you know, I write the songs. Yeah, it was really, yeah. Yeah, it was really just.
Is this because you had sisters? Is it their influence?
No, I mean, that's what was playing on the radio, and that's just basically what I listened to. You know, Mike was listening to Pink Floyd, and, yeah,
of course,
you know,
he was. You're playing with G.I. Joes and he's tripping on shrooms. Right,
yeah, he's got his bag of weed in his hair and his hat. But yeah, I mean, that was just the type of music I listened to.
Yeah. What about, like, I remember you told me a story where you had, like, a Blue Oyster Cult wallet or something like that, right? You had a, something Blue Oyster Cult and your dad freaked the fuck out.
I won a Blue Oyster Cult record.
Yeah.
At the radio station.
Yeah.
And, yeah, my dad, who was a preacher at the time, basically, freaked out and was telling me that was the devil's music. Yeah
But you were of age when like Kiss came to prominence, which
yeah.
was definitely treated like the most satanic shit in the world.
Oh yeah.
I hated
Kiss
none of their lyrics.
No, I know, but
anything
Gene
like
Simmons would get on stage and he'd cough up
blood
and,
shit, yeah.
and he'd look like a demon. Oh yeah, I was never a Kiss fan. I just thought nope, I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
Because they were bad news. But yeah, if you listen to their songs and stuff, you're like...
Well, it's like Ozzy. They call him the Prince of Darkness. And you listen to his songs, and it's like, he's not really saying anything bad.
Right.
Some songs, he's talking about God.
Yeah.
Like, what is the matter?
Yeah.
Just his stage presence? Maybe
well,
you
biting
all
off
think
the
he
head
was
of a
evil
bat
and
stuff
like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't help.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, they were calling him that shit before.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Black Sabbath, I mean, it's you know, they were ringing the wrong bells on people who were, you know, straight-laced and, you know, they didn't want any kind of that presence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move away from music. Let's talk about something that we also have in common, which is we like cars.
Love cars.
Yeah. What is, like, your dream car? Like, if you get out of any car, you win the lottery, like, what are you buying?
Probably a Barracuda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What year?
71.
Yeah.
440 six-pack. A funky color, either purple or orange, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. I had my first real car was a 73 Dodge Charger.
Hell yeah.
That I got from Grandpa. I got from my dad. But I had to get a car for him to get that car. So I went out and I found an Opel, which you probably don't even know what it is, but it's this little four-door Polish car? I don't know. And I got it. It was running. It you know, he liked it. It was a four-speed. And I said, you know, if you want, you can have this car and I'll take the Charger. And he went for it. So I had the Charger and I went to the store and I bought some gray spray paint. And this Charger had a custom paint job. And I spray painted it gray.
Why?
And my dad, because it was like an orange, had like a custom orange brownish type paint job, which nowadays I would have been like, wow, that's cool. But back then I was just like, people had asked me, what color is your car? And I'd be like, it's kind of orange, kind of brown. I don't know. So I was just like, no, I'm just going to paint it gray. Somebody asked me what it is, I'm just going to say it's gray. And I did. And my dad, was like, was asleep at the time because he worked overnights. He woke up and he looked out and he was like, what'd you do to the car? And I was like, I painted it gray. Don't it look good? I didn't even really paint it like primer gray. It was like shiny gray. Yeah. It was like really bad. Yeah, it was horrible. But yeah, that was a cool car.
Yeah, what happened to that?
Somebody put sugar in my gas tank.
Probably your dad for painting it.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, this will teach a little fucker. You know how much I spent on that custom paint job? Little son of a bitch.
No, he bought it from the neighbor who was sitting in, when we moved down
there.
Oh, then
it was definitely him.
It was just sitting. Yeah, the neighbor was frying.
You destroyed my beauty.
I spent $3,000 on that paint job. But yeah, that was a cool car.
Yeah.
And yeah, I wish I had it today because it'd be definitely a collector's item.
Yeah. What car did you say, though? You wanted a Barracuda?
Barracuda.
Yeah, why that one?
It was always one of those cars that everybody wanted. I liked how it looked. It had a hood scoop that when you hit the gas, it'd go up and suck in air. And they were badass. I mean, you could roast the tires off them with no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Yeah. That sounds dope.
Yours?
I want a 67 Shelby GT.
Ooh.
It's amazing.
Yeah?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I sent you a video of like a pristine one a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it's just... everything about it.
I know. I would spend so much money if I won the lottery on getting cars. Yeah. I'd go to
it'd
an
all
auction
be muscle cars.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Like, what? How far up on your priority list is that? Like, you win the lottery. You wake up tomorrow, you have $100 million.
Mm.
How quickly are you buying that Barracuda? Day one?
No, not day one. I mean, I would.
You start looking day one?
Oh, yeah. I'd be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'd
like, I would I have this TikTok saved. It's a car company that puts out these videos of these cars they have, like, restored to.
Yeah.
I would contact them
immediately
and be like, I want that one.
Yeah.
How much? Where do I go?
Right.
Like, I'll be there fucking tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they'll deliver it.
Yeah.
They have car delivery things. So, yeah, you just order it and they'd show up at your door a couple days later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if I won $100 million, there's so many first things that you'd have to do.
Yeah. I think house has to be first.
House has to
be first.
But
you have a house.
Yeah.
I don't have a house.
Right.
So first thing is house.
Yeah.
And then cars. And then cars for other people.
Well, I think for me, the first thing would be family vacation.
Yeah.
And I'd rent an island in the Bahamas. Like a whole island.
First thing's retirement for your boy here.
Well, yeah. Of course. Well, retirement for everyone. Yeah. But yeah, just to go down to the Bahamas and just not put a time limit on it.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, I'm renting the island. I'll let you know when I'm done with it. And then you tell me how much I owe you. And just go down there and just
do whatever.
Chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jet skis and freaking... like that guy said at the gas station. Yeah, what do you do if you win the lottery? Oh, blows and hoes.
Yeah. Crack and some hookers.
But no.
Yeah, I feel like my anxiety would, like, if I won the lottery, my anxiety would just be like, don't get on that airplane.
Yeah.
Like, now's when it's going to crash.
Now it's
now that you're set. Now that you can do and have whatever you want, this is when you're going to die.
This is when it's all going to happen, yeah.
You've had a shit life. You've struggled. Yeah. Your struggles are finally over. Now we're going to fucking nosedive into the Atlantic.
Have a heck of a funeral.
Yeah. I'd fucking travel by bus everywhere. But I would. I've thought about that a lot. I would get like, I would hire like a guy that would just be like my guy, like my gopher.
Yeah.
And be like, you know, WrestleMania tickets go on sale Saturday. Like, your job is to get me front row tickets.
Right.
It is, there is no, we didn't get it.
Right.
I have this money. You need to be a person that gets the connections that this happens.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? I want to go somewhere. It's not, you know, it happens.
Right.
I want you to find this thing. I want you to secure this
venue,
you know, whatever. Like, I'll pay you fucking whatever. You know, $80,000 a year, whatever. You are my personal assistant. Yeah. Your job is to do whatever I ask you to do.
Exactly. No, you'd need one somebody like that, though.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah.
There is probably a profession that is that.
Yeah.
Like some sort of entertainment professional.
Yeah.
That their job is to, you know, acquire you Super Bowl tickets or World Series tickets or, you know, whatever. Their company has them on retainer. Or
right.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah. That'd be quite the job.
Yeah. I bet that exists.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a bucket list thing. I want to go to WrestleMania sometime. I don't even give a shit if I'm in the nosebleed. Just to say I went. You know what I mean?
But isn't
it's so different now, too. It's like two nights and everything else.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, isn't there like a WrestleMania every couple of months?
No, once a year.
Is it once a
year? Yeah, but now it's two nights because they're so big.
Oh, wow.
It's in Philly this year. I was thinking about going, but tickets were $400 for nosebleed seats.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's not including all the other stuff that they, the all-day things they have going on. Those aren't free.
Right.
Like, the hotel and everything else. Like, but one day I'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be cool. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and the thing with winning the lottery is, I mean, you know, I always wonder, would you get to the point where you'd just be like, okay, I've done everything I've wanted to do?
No, I don't think so. Because, like, you'll acquire things that you will always want to do. You know what I mean? Like, I would buy a house that has a movie theater in it. That's never going to get old for me.
Right.
I want that.
Yeah.
Like, I would use it all the fucking time. Like, and, I mean, you're never going to travel to everywhere.
Yeah.
You have $100 million, you can go wherever you want.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I think about that. Like, a lot of people say, oh, money doesn't buy happiness. It's like, I don't think anyone that ever was poor has said that.
Right.
Like, guess what? Everything I want to do costs money.
Right.
Everything that would make my life better costs money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No one saying money doesn't buy you happiness is worrying about paying their electric bill. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, sorry, if I had $100 million, I'd be the happiest fucking guy in the world. Yeah, I could fucking travel the world and make sure my kids go to a great college and all this shit. Like, all this weight would be lifted off of me.
Yeah.
And I could wake up every day and do whatever the fuck I wanted.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds real awful.
Right, yeah.
Like, boo-hoo. I'm sorry, go wipe your tears with fucking $100 bills. Shut the fuck up. We out here on the grind, son. What? I think I had another car question. Mustangs or Chargers? You said you had a Charger.
I had a Charger.
And I'm not talking new. I'm talking old.
Old, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, either...
I mean, I love the Chargers.
Either or, because there's certain Mustangs I would love, like the Bullet Mustang from Steve McQueen's movie there.
Yeah.
That would be cool. and they had a Charger in that one that was cool, too.
Yeah.
But there's, again, I would... unfortunately spend so much money on cars, I would be the Jay Leno of freaking New Hampshire.
Yeah, I'd probably have like at least a 5-car garage.
Oh yeah, easily.
Yeah. I like a Challenger too.
Challengers are nice.
Yeah. GTO.
Yeah, GTOs.
I love a GTO.
Yeah, a girl that I used to work with had a 72 GTO Judge. Mm. Oh man, it was sweet.
Yeah.
Uncle Chuck had a Oldsmobile 442 that he bought from the neighbor across the street down where we lived, and that thing used to haul ass.
My stepdad's dad used to have a Roadrunner.
Yep.
That was a pretty sweet little car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, wrapping things up here because we're at an hour. This is a movie podcast primarily, so we'll end with movies.
Yeah.
What would be your 5 desert island movies?
See,
you understand that concept?
I came prepared for this because I had to write them down.
I'm
not a big desert island type person, but there were certain movies that I really liked. I'd like Castaway, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, that's what you want on a desert island.
Yeah.
Just want a movie about being on a desert island.
Yeah.
Might give you some tips.
Gilligan's Island. They did make a movie of it.
You didn't understand this concept.
What?
Are these all island movies?
Yeah, they're island
movies. No, that's not what this means.
What?
Desert island movies means like if you were trapped on a desert island and you had a TV.
Oh, and what movies I had to
would
watch?
You bring that you
oh,
could
see,
watch?
I didn't
Gilligan's
understand.
Gilligan's Island's not a movie.
I didn't understand the question thing at all.
That's why I asked, do you understand this concept?
Oh.
That was going. That was going some way there.
Yes, I like Gilligan's
what
Island.
What else? No, finish the list.
No.
Finish the list. I'll read it.
I got Castaway, The Blue Lagoon, Gilligan's Island, Life of Pi, and Pirates of the Caribbean. That's what I thought you meant. I read the thing and I was like, he wants to
what
know
are your
about
five favorite
desert
movies
islands
featuring a desert island. What the fuck? Why would I ask you that?
I don't know. That's why I was looking at it. I was like, this is kind of a weird question, but, you know.
If I'll only you had a device where you could reach me at any time and ask me a follow-up question.
Yeah, what the hell is up with this desert island movies? All right, the top five movies I would like to have on a desert island.
Yeah, that you could rewatch forever.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that's good.
The Usual Suspects. Let's see. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. What kind?
Jaws is better. Jaws is better.
See, yeah, you might be right, but I just watched Jaws.
Yeah, well, you don't want to watch Jaws when you're on a fucking
no,
desert island.
No, on a desert island, yeah. Be like, hey. The Blues Brothers movie.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Johnny Dangerously.
And Johnny Dangerously. That's a good one. I love Johnny Dangerously.
If any of you don't know, it's a Michael Keaton comedy movie set in, like, mafia times 30s America.
Right. He calls a guy a fiking ice hole.
Yeah. Cork sucker.
And a cork sucker.
There's a guy with a speech impediment.
You mother! Oh, my God. I got to watch that movie now.
You have it. You own it on DVD.
I know.
I think it's on Netflix, too. Yeah, Michael Keaton's hilarious.
Right. Yeah, if you haven't seen that movie, please watch it, because
yeah,
you'll
funny.
Die laughing.
It's funny.
And, oh, yeah, the other movie I'll throw out there, too, is Airplane.
Airplane's good.
I could watch Airplane, like, constantly.
Yeah, I love Airplane.
Yeah.
We're fucking all taking turns slapping that guy.
Yeah.
We got the
yeah.
line yeah. slamming lady.
Yeah. I got this. Do you ever see Airport?
Airport, no.
It's a 70s movie about a plane.
That's like the serious one that
yeah.
Airplane is spoofing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
then they
yeah.
did like Airport 76. Six,
yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that all like the same director? Because they did like the Tower and Inferno, right? And then they did the
I think
Inferno 78 or
right,
whatever.
An earthquake.
Yeah.
Earthquake was another one.
Was that like the Roland Emmerich of the time?
I think
so. Just doing
so.
All these disaster movies?
Yeah. Yeah. Earthquake was wild, yeah. And your five movies?
I mean, my favorite movie is Jaws, but I wouldn't want that on a desert island.
No.
No. I'd probably go The Departed. I love The Departed.
Uh-huh.
Garden State. I really love that movie. That's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Captain America, The Winter Soldier. Fucking love that movie. I have a hard time. I've been debating this whether or not The Batman is better than The Dark Knight.
What?
Yeah. Because I fucking really like The Batman a lot.
Better than The Dark Knight?
Yeah. Like if you take Heath Ledger out of The Dark Knight, the rest of it isn't as good as The Batman.
Yeah. But he is basically that movie, though. So.
Like, he's a better Batman than, like, in that, than Christian Bale is as Batman in The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Like his fight choreography is not all that great. It's very, like, stilted. Like, people have to, like, stop and wait, like, for him to fucking fight them and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I really like the Batman a lot. I want to see a lot more of that. And what do I got? One more. Uncle Buck, maybe?
Uncle Buck?
Fucking
yeah,
love
that's
John
old
Candy.
School.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love John Candy. But I don't know. There's lots of movies that could slide in and out of there. Step Brothers.
Yeah.
I love Step Brothers. Old school.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
You love Tropic Thunder.
What's a movie I watch a lot? I love Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, yeah.
Yeah, I would watch that. Yeah, that's a good one. Carl Weathers. Friggin' Polly from Rocky died today.
Yeah, I noticed
yeah.
that.
Yeah, R.I.P. to a legend. Oh, the original Ninja Turtles, that would probably be on the list. That movie's fucking great.
Would Corey,
still holds
Corey
up.
Haim?
Corey Feldman as Donatello? Yeah. Only in voice. Then he wasn't asked back for the sequel because he was in rehab.
Right. Yeah.
But hell yeah, this was a good time.
Yeah.
Very informative.
Nice.
We'll get the boy on here. We can drag the boy on here and talk about all sorts of shit.
Yeah, three generations.
Before he becomes some disillusioned teenager that doesn't want anything to do with us.
Right. Which will be coming up soon.
A few more years. Yeah. Yeah, you have to think of questions for him.
Yeah.
We'll have to give them to him ahead of time because he'll get stumped.
Yeah. We'll give him the desert island.
Yeah. Yeah. What movies do you like that feature a desert island? Be specific. Jesus.
He'd be like, what the?
Yeah. What?
That's a good chuckle.
Yeah. Yeah. The fans will love it.
Oh, here's a desert island movies. I had to look them all up because I couldn't think of any.
He pulled a list out of his pocket, ladies and gentlemen.
He did. The only one I could think of was Castaway. And I was like, why does he want five of these?
Yeah, when you started with Castaway, I was like, why would you watch that on a desert island? It's the worst one you could pick.
The Blue Lagoon.
You don't even like that movie.
I don't even like that movie.
Sharon. Well, who was in that? Sharon Stone?
Brooke
Shields.
Shields when she was like 12.
Yeah. Any questions you got for me before we wrap this bad boy up?
No, I need to get my crap
any
together.
Any sort of geographic location movies you want to know my interest in?
Yeah.
Favorite movie set on an island or on a mountain, perhaps?
What's your favorite boat movie?
Real big on Titanic. I'll steal one of yours.
Can you tell me movies that have tell me movies that have fast food in them?
Oh yes. Chef, you ever seen Chef?
Chef.
Where with John Favreau?
No.
He opens a food truck.
Uh-uh.
You'd like that movie a lot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a good movie. Good Burger.
Good Burger. Harold and Kumar.
Yeah, Good Burger comes to mind.
No, this was fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to do this again soon. Yeah. And hopefully you can come on to my podcast when I finally get this show running.
Absolutely. I'm sure I'll be on the first episode showing you how to do this.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to be my producer, so.
You have to come on and do a movie commentary now.
Yeah.
We've done two Hangout episodes, so now you got to do an actual movie commentary.
All right.
We'll talk shit about a movie.
Which movie?
I don't care.
Yeah.
It's got to be either a good one that you have a lot to say about or a bad one that you can make fun of.
How about the Blues Brothers?
We can do that.
Yeah. I freaking love the Blues Brothers.
Talk about their extreme coke use.
Yeah. Well, they had Carrie Fisher in that. She was all coked out
at the
time.
I bet she was being passed around like a flashlight.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Aykroyd got a piece.
The best part is when they're in the drain there, and Belushi's holding her, is like, "I love you, baby," and then he just drops her in the mud.
That movie's like six different movies all put together.
Oh, it is. Yeah,
it's good. I haven't seen it forever. We can definitely do that.
Yeah.
Then we'll bring it back on for Blues Brothers 2000.
Ugh,
rip
yuck.
That bad boy. Have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
I think I watched half of it or a quarter of it, and I was like, "Nah." Same thing with the new Bill and Ted movie.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it.
Oh, no?
I got like 15 minutes into it. I was like, nope, this ain't it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it. Ben said it was pretty good, but, I mean, Keanu's face without the facial hair now just looks fucking weird.
Right. Yeah. Plus, I mean, I don't know. They didn't seem like they were wanting to act.
Oh, no? Alex Winter wasn't killing it for you?
No, he wasn't. Alex Winter was probably the best one of them all.
Yeah.
Keanu's like, why ain't I killing somebody here? You know?
It was like they knew COVID was coming.
Yeah.
They were like, fuck it.
Yeah, let's get this right.
This will entertain them. But hell yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely do this again. For all you out there, if you want to reach out to the show, we are FMBN Podcast on Twitter, FMBN the number 4 and the letter U on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Get some of our merch on our Threadless store, fmbn.threadless.com. And we will return next time. But until then, I am Josh.
And I am Pop-Pop.
And this is the Four Nerds by Nerds podcast signing off.
Peace!
I would say stay nerdy, my friends. Say it.
Stay nerdy, my friends.
There you go. It's the sign-off.
Oh, okay. I said it.